I can certainly understand why they did it, considering how much money has just been put into this new facility.
Yeah.
Yes, I would say that that's the right call. It's unfortunate. I know that that's not probably what the team wants, but considering the other activities that are going around. So your question are you losing out on an investment by failing to maintain the facilities? I don't know. You'd have to look at whether the turnout for the games been decreasing. Is it because the facilities are not being maintained?
Yeah.
Possibly not. Bell was trying to become a more active sport.
Yeah.
So if that's part of the plan, if that's something that the Chamber of Commerce and the city are trying to work together, because they have the women's rugby coming as well.
Right.
So they are trying to become more of a sports-oriented attraction. And if that's what they want to put the money into, then yes, they probably should.
No, I think that's good. We get started. We need to get started and get some of the minor upgrades, yeah, so that probably won't be so effective, like, tax-wise for people.
Yeah.
If we did a bigger repair, it might be more hit seniors a little harder.
I think it needs to be addressed now because it is one of the older arenas in the OHL rink. I've been to over 10 OHL arenas, and it is on the older scale. It would be nice to see something like the WFCU Center in Windsor here in Belleville, or you know, the Labatt Center or the Budweiser Center now it's called in London. It would be nice to have something like that in Belleville, but I know there's no money for it.